and you want those three things to be in agreement with your body and the energy of your body. And you want all of this in agreement with what's going to manifest in your life. And especially, you want everything to be in agreement with what your higher self wants for you. Because your higher self knows what's best for you. So if you gotta like focus everything and make everything fit and coordinate everything, all your levels, you want to coordinate them in such a way that they agree with what your higher self wants. That's the focus. Your higher self should be your focus, what you focus on, and you structure everything else around what your higher self wants for you. And always remember that your higher self is a part of you that knows best. It's the part of you that's designed to guide you. So don't feel like you're being told what to do by something else. No, there's no something else telling you what to do. It's really you. It's the part of you that connects with higher levels. It's the part of you that really connects with the rest of the universe. It's the part of you really, really that designs everything else in your favor. You will be the happiest when you actually follow along with what your higher self has in store for you. And while we're talking about tension and disconnect, if you ever suffer from nightmares, nightmares tend to indicate a disconnect. There's tension somewhere in your unconscious mind. The bodies are not functioning in accordance with each other. They're pulling in different directions, the different levels, different bodies are pulling different directions, or within one body you're pulling in different directions, which makes it even stronger, the tension. So you don't want to do that. If you find yourself having nightmares, it's a good time to start undoing blockages, dissolving the blockages in your unconscious mind. As you dissolve the blockages in your unconscious mind, you're eliminating tension. As you eliminate tension, the bodies come closer together. It's easier to refine them. All the elements mix the way they should. If you know anyone who has a phobia of something, like he's really afraid of something that's usually safe, like he's afraid of a tiny little bug that could not possibly hurt him, well, there's a disconnect there. His emotional body is freaking out because it's generating a sense of fear, disgust, whatever it is, even though his mental body may be saying, this is irrational, this little animal is not going to do anything to you, it can't, it's more afraid of you than you are of him. Or people who are really afraid of mice, same thing. But you have to be familiar with all your levels of the unconscious, all your bodies, because say one day you feel a fear, you don't find the source of that fear. So you may think it's irrational, right? But at the same time, you may be getting a message from your psychic body that something's about to happen and you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Then the fear is valid. There's a reason for it. But unless you're really connected, you have your psychic body connected to your emotional body, you won't notice or you won't really know why that fear is there. And if you have your psychic body also connected to your mental body, then you will rationally say, hey, I have a bad feeling about this. It comes from my psychic body, so there's probably a logical reason. I just don't know what it is right now, but I'm going to be careful and do what my psychic body is warning me to do or not to do. And it doesn't have to be something negative. Your psychic body can be perceiving something positive happening to you, or a message from your higher self saying you have to be somewhere at a particular time, a particular place, because something good's going to happen to you. And you have a feeling, I should be here. You don't know why, but I should be here. And you can't find any logical reason why, but you can't find any logical reason why not. So you have to be in tune to really, really mediate between the bodies, to know which body to follow. And then the higher level body usually is closer to the higher self, so it usually has a better idea of what's going on. The point is they should all be in accordance with each other, and all of them should be lined up with your higher self. You don't want to line them up all together, but then have them all be acting not in accordance with your higher self, because then you have all of them misaligned in the same way. They're not really aligned, they're just misaligned in the same way. You want to have them all aligned, and this is really important, so I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to have them all aligned with your higher self. So it's really important that you actually connect your higher self so that you know what your higher self is telling you, so you can know what he's telling you. And once you know what your higher self is saying, then you can start aligning all the bodies together, align with the higher self. And if you align them all towards the higher self, they will all be aligned. Same thing with your body. Listen to your body. Don't make your body do things your body doesn't want to do. Have your body also be aligned with what your higher self is telling it to do. A lot of students of all these spiritual practices tend to neglect their bodies because they don't view it as a spiritual thing, but that's not the case in Huna. In Huna, the body is just one more level of your unconscious self that interfaces also with your conscious mind and interfaces with your higher self. So your body is really important in Huna. So take care of your body, stay healthy, and by being aligned with what your higher self wants for you, you will stay much more healthy than otherwise. Remember that your higher self can understand the nature of things much better than the rest of you can. It can see events that are yet to happen, and it can rearrange things now so that those events either happen or don't happen, depending on what's best for you. It can also see why events happen, so it can give you a whole lot of information and guidance. So the best thing you can possibly do is pay attention to your higher self and follow your higher self. If you follow your higher self, you cannot go wrong. Just remember that your middle self doesn't really connect much with your higher self directly. You first have to connect with your lower self and then let your lower self connect to your higher self. So you can't be consciously thinking too much while you're connecting to your higher self. You have to sort of stop thinking and just listen and let the messages from the high self through the low self let the middle self what to do and how to act. So you have to develop this skill of relaxing your middle self to the point where it just observes and listens, but doesn't really interject or interrupt the messages that are coming from your higher self. This is a common problem with people whose minds are always racing, they're always thinking, they're always anxious about what comes next, what are they going to do, they're always debating this or that. You know, many traditions call this a monkey mind, because it's like a monkey going crazy, like a drunken monkey. You don't want to be like that. If you want to listen to the messages of your higher self, you have to calm down your mind. That's why relaxing is really, really important. Take a stroll through your garden, relax that way. Just bring your conscious mind down to your lower self and have it relax, sleep, take a nap there. Just listen to for messages from the higher self, but don't interfere with it. One of the things that can prevent you from doing this is a particular kind of blockage in your unconscious that comes out of guilt. A lot of people suffer from guilt, and mostly everyone has suffered from guilt at one point or another. See, the solution, the Huna solution to guilt, it's the same solution it has for other types of negative emotions. And that solution is, you let it go, you relax it, and that's another word for forgiveness. In this case, it's self-forgiveness. Now, a lot of people have a hard time forgiving themselves. A lot of people have a hard time forgiving other people. If you have a hard time forgiving yourself, then what you need to do is let your higher self forgive you. That's how you go around this issue. In that sense, you don't really feel like you're necessarily forgiving yourself. You have a higher power forgiving you. Even though it's a part of you, it's a higher part of you that never does any wrong. Therefore, it's in a position to forgive and has the authority to forgive because it never acts wrongly. So if you feel any guilt whatsoever, any tension coming out of guilt, one way to dissolve that guilt, that blockage in your unconscious, is to let a wave of forgiveness flow down, like forgiving energy flow down from your higher self and simply dissolve that blockage in your unconscious mind. And keep doing that until you actually feel that guilt disappear completely. Now, for your higher self to do this for you, it also needs you to do this for other people. Just like you relax feelings of guilt through your higher self is going to ask you to relax feelings of anger towards other people. Any anger, resentment, hatred towards others, your higher self is going to want you to relax them. And for some people, this is much easier than relaxing guilt. For a few others, it's harder, but for most people, it's easier. So you can always start by relaxing any anger you have towards someone else. Let your energy relax it. And notice, if you're really angry at someone, it's unbalancing your elements, believe me. It's causing you way more harm than it should. So even though you may be angry at someone who did something to you, you're still doing something to yourself as you keep that anger inside you. It's just unbalancing your elements, and you're not going to be able to balance your elements and reach the empty space stage of harmony. You're not going to reach it. So unless you dissolve completely feelings of anger towards others and then feelings of guilt towards yourself. That's why love is a big thing in Huna. Because in Huna, love is defined in a way, it's defined several ways, but one way to view it is that a flow of energy going the right way. There's no blockage, it's not being impeded by anger, guilt, hatred, any negative blockage, negative beliefs about other people or yourself. Love is just energy flowing freely without anything impeding its perfect flow. So I'm going to give you another exercise, and this is going to help you balance your five elements. I want you to go ahead and feel the emotion of love. Go into your garden and feel the emotion of love. We already did exercises on love in the garden. So go ahead and feel those feelings, that energy. Feelings are energy, so you can call it energy. And let that vibrational energy of love intensify. Just see it in the color that you normally see love in. And let it flood yourself and the garden and every part of you. And go through all your bodies. And let that energy, and notice what's the vibration of love, because the vibration of love is something that you should have memorized, consciously and unconsciously. So you can always send energy with this love vibration attached to it. So that every time you do any energy work, you can feel this energy at the vibration of love. And love can have different vibrations. You can actually increase the frequency, decrease the frequency, but still feel that quality of love within that energy. And this is important, so I want you to go ahead and do that at least for 15 to 20 minutes. I know it's a lot so far, a lot of exercises to do. But this exercise is going to make every other exercise much easier. So go ahead and do that for a while.